I was not raised on the reservation where I'm enrolled, where my mother grew up, but I lived closer to a Dakota reservation and closer to the White Earth Reservation in Minnesota. So I had a small town upbringing in the Midwest, and then I went away to school quite young when I was 14 and lived on the East Coast, but wanted to be home for a long time. And 25 years ago, we moved to St. Paul. And now I live in Minneapolis.
You went to some pretty prestigious colleges and universities. Tell us about those.
Well, I was really lucky because there's seven of us in my family, and my mom and dad were both teachers. They encouraged us to pursue education in a way that we really didn't even know about in North Dakota. And my oldest sister, Louise, went to Dartmouth. And when it came time for me to pick a college, I applied to Dartmouth and got in, and I felt I had to go. So I went, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
And then you went on to Johns Hopkins University, where you got two master's degrees.
Yeah, and I also, Louise had gone to Hopkins, and it wasn't so much that Louise had gone, but that my poetry professor, Cleopatra Mathis, had felt that I'd be a really good match for the teachers at Hopkins. So I applied to Hopkins, got in, was working on poetry there with wonderful poets, Peter Sachs, Wyatt Prunty, and other great mentors. And at some point, I started writing fiction while I was there. So I applied to the fiction program and did 2 years in a row and did a double MA.
So tell us how your writing career or your writing life evolved.
You know, I think I always wanted to write because I was a reader, and reading was really valued in my family, and it still is. It's a big part of what we talk about, and it's a big part of how we interact. My sister Louise owns a bookstore. My other sister, Leif, is a writer. So writing has always been part of our activity. Even as little kids, we wrote for fun. So I think I've always thought I was going to write, and I think by the time I was in college, I had given up trying to be a visual artist, which is something I loved and something I'm still very much involved in as a curator. But I became a writer instead. It took off.
And you also started a writing workshop as well.
Yeah. For many years, we would return to our home reservation, which has always felt like home to me, where my grandparents lived and relatives and in the middle of North Dakota on the northern border, and we would offer a chance, Louise and I, and sometimes my sister Lise, and other Native writers, we'd offer a chance for people just to work together without concerns of what an audience of non-Natives might be interested in, and just work on our own writing. And we did that for many years, and it was a wonderful experience, I think, both for us as mentors and for some of the really successful folks who came out of that workshop, and also people who just gave it a shot, and it was just not that they were going to become professional writers. They just wanted to tell their stories, and it was fun. We haven't been able to do it the last couple of years. I've only been able to do it once in the past 4 or 5 years.